And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives has held a seventh vote in its effort to elect a majority leader. But as before, none of the contenders, including front runner Kevin McCarthy, got enough votes to win election as House Speaker. In remarks, Michigan Congressman John James said the House must unite behind McCarthy and get to work.
We're still stuck at the starting block. The American people have told us by putting a Republican majority here that they want Republicans to lead and they want a government that works and doesn't embarrass them. And we are failing on both missions. That must change today.
McCarthy, who had the backing of former President Donald Trump, was blocked by about 20 holdouts among his Republican colleagues. The United States will use pandemic-era restrictions to rapidly expel Cuban, Nicaraguan, and Haitian migrants caught illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. This, according to U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday. He's seeking to gain control of migration. At the same time, Biden will allow up to 30,000 people from those three countries, plus Venezuela, to enter the country by air each month. But he said Thursday those who hope to benefit from that plan must follow the rules.
If you're trying to leave Cuba, Nicaragua, or Haiti, have agreed to begin a journey to America, do not just show up at the border. Stay where you are and apply legally from there. Starting today, if you don't apply through the legal process, you will not be eligible for this new parole program.
Immigration is expected to be a central issue of discussion when Biden travels to Mexico City for a January 10th North American Leaders Summit with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told Russian leader Vladimir Putin that negotiations to halt Russia's invasion of Ukraine should be supported by a unilateral ceasefire. Erdogan's office said he and Putin spoke by phone Thursday and that peace talks should include a, quote, vision for a fair solution. The Turkish leader has tried to mediate an end to the conflict, and Turkey helped negotiate agreement with Russia and Ukraine to facilitate grain exports. Erdogan was expected to speak with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday as well. The U.S. is preparing a massive new military aid package for Ukraine, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The U.S. is preparing a massive new military aid package for Ukraine. Officials say it's nearly $3 billion, and for the first time, the U.S. will send Ukraine several dozen Bradley fighting vehicles, medium armored combat vehicles that are seen as key for moving troops safely into battle. The Bradley's inclusion comes as the Biden administration sends increasingly lethal and powerful weapons to Ukraine. The package will also include Humvees, mine-resistant vehicles, missiles, and other ammunition. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Pope Francis joined tens of thousands of mourners in bidding farewell to Pope Emeritus Benedict as the deceased pontiff was finally laid to rest in the Vatican. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The Vatican says around 500,000 people attended the service, with about 200,000 who paid their respects during the 3 days of public viewing. Mourner Sylvia Pila said the funeral was very beautiful, but she felt not personal enough. Francis did not mention Benedict's specific legacy in his homily and only uttered his name once in the final line. However, when the pallbearers lifted Benedict's coffin to a wave of applause, they stopped at Pope Francis, who touched it gently and lowered his head in silence. A poignant moment before the Pope Emeritus was taken into St. Peter's Basilica to be entombed in the crypts in the grottos below. I'm Karen Chamas.
China defended on Thursday its handling of its raging COVID-19 outbreak after President Biden voiced concern and the World Health Organization said Beijing was underreporting virus deaths. China scrapped its stringent COVID controls last month after protest against them. It abandoned a policy that had shielded its 1.4 billion population from the virus for 3 years. China's foreign ministry spokesperson told a regular media briefing in Beijing that China had transparently and quickly shared COVID data with the WHO. Marissa Melton, VOA News.